Okay, first of all, Mr. Tannenbaum, tell me about your home in Europe. What country did you come from?
At that time, it was Russia. Russia, Poland.
It was Russia at that time?
Yeah. It's marked in my citizen papers.
Mm. And did you come from a small town or a city?
Sure, small.
What was the name of it?
Shershom.
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 Was it near one of the big cities?
Near Bialystok.
I know Bialystok. Yeah. My father was born in Bialystok. And what kind of house did you live in?
In a wooden. We had our own house, you know, two stores. One my mother conducted, and one we was rented and never paid on rent.
You rented one floor out?
A store.
Oh. You rented the store out?
Yeah.
And you lived above the store?
No, the one floor.
Oh, all right. I see. Mm-hmm. And how many people were in your family? Did you have brothers and sisters?
One mother and a sister, one died when she was young.
Oh, you had one living brother and one living sister, and one sister died.
Yeah.
Was the brother older or younger than you?
Older.
Older, and the sister?
Younger.
Was younger. Mm-hmm. And how long did you live in that house?
In
your house.
Till 15. Yeah.
When did you come? What year did you come to?
1906. To this country.
To this country.
1906.
Yeah. And how long did you live in that? How long had your family been living in that house?
Well, my mother died.
Yeah.
And my father was helpless. We were left three children. So he went to Bialystok, I say.
Mm-hmm.
And we sold our house. My sister, I am took her to Radio. She was at that time 8 years old. And my brother went to this country, to America.
Your brother came to this country.
Then I came.
I see. Okay. How old were you when you came to this country?
17 years old.
Yeah. All right. Then you didn't work when you were in Europe. You were too young.
I did.
Oh, did you?
I worked by the tailor 2 years for nothing, and then I couldn't do nothing.
Were you what they call an apprentice? You went to a tailor to learn how?
We learned the trade.
Yeah.
Sure.
For 2 years?
2 years. For nothing. Sure. You paid the master something.
You paid him?
Sure.
And what did your father do?
Nothing. Our jobs, you know, the other stuff. He never liked to be in that little town.
Huh.
In Bialystok. Our job. Whatever he could do with him.
And that's how he supported the kids?
My mother was the main thing. Uh-huh. She attended to the, like a grocery. Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Mother, but your mother died.
Yeah.
She had a little grocery store. And so she was the one that really kept the family. Mm-hmm. Did your father stay behind in Europe when the kids came? Did he stayed in Europe and the kids came here?
Yeah, all here, sure. Sure, he used to support him.
Yeah.
He suffered in the First World War, you know. And after the First World War, he that we don't care for him, so somebody wrote in his name, we should voice on him, and they send some support. So we did, right away. Because they are hard to send at that time, after the war. The Hayas, you know.
I know what you mean.
To them, we used to send to them, we send the regulars to the banks.
In Europe, what languages were spoken in the house?
Jewish.
Yeah. Did you speak Russian at all?
Well, they didn't give us no education in Russia, only in the cheder, you know.
Yeah.
Hebrew and write Jewish.
Mm-hmm. You only went to cheder.
Yeah, because they didn't give us a chance at that time, you know, the Russian government.
The shul. What kind of a shul was it?
So you mean to go to pray?
Yeah.
It's a matter of
what was it like? Was it in somebody's house or was it a building?
A wooden house. We had a shul. We had a shul also, two, three floors. You know.
Yeah.
Nobody remembered who built it.
Is that right?
And the Russian government gave us subsidized them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
An old synagogue.
Big shul.
Large, and it was subsidized by the Russians. Tell me something. How big was the town?
At that time, I didn't know about statistics.
Yeah.
We had five Orthodox Russian, six maybe.
Six.
But small ones. I would say maybe, it's very hard to tell you.
Yeah.
Because I never knew the statistics.
Yeah.
I can't tell you exactly.
Yeah. It was a small town.
Small town.
Mm. Were there many Jewish families?
Yeah, sure.
How did you get along with the non-Jewish people in the town?
The Jews, they lived separate.
Mm-hmm.
They lived in the middle of the town, and the Gentiles, they lived in the...
Around.
Their streets, long streets.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything to do with them? Business, the kids play together?
No.
And did you have any feeling of anti-Semitism?
Sure, we were afraid to walk in their streets.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used to see their dogs when
I saw them. Do you remember any particular anti-Semitic experience that ever happened to you?
Not in our town. You know, it used to be fights once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But Białystok, she knew about Białystok.
Yeah.
It was before I came to this country, 1906, it was a big pogrom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe 100 people got killed.
Hmm.
And until this country, sending a protest. So it's stunt.
Yes, that must have frightened the people in your town, too.
Yes.
Hmm. In Europe, did you belong to any kind of political organization?
No, I was too young.
How about your family? Were they Zionists or socialists?
Religious people, that's all.
Were there any religious organizations they belong to?
Not exactly. It was a business, like if you have in something like which they help each other.
Yes. Yes.
To bury the
bury the poor dead. Yeah.
There's lots of show. They used to, every Friday the collector came for a penny for the blessing the candles.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Before Shabbat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did your family have any feeling about Palestine, about Zionism?
No. But at that time, they heard about Dr. Herschel and this.
But they didn't. They didn't do anything.
No.
What was the feeling, the relationship of the Russian government to the Jews?
Not friendly.
How did they show it?
They showed.
Were there any laws or?
For instance, I was from a small town.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to come to Petrograd.
Yeah, Petrograd.
Yeah. In the large.
I see.
You know that.
Yes.
If you heard it.
Yes. They didn't allow you to travel where you were.
Still no. He had to be a first class merchant, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were there any other things like that that you remember specifically that they, you know, restrictions on your life? Well, we know you couldn't go to a Russian school.
That's right. In a small town, they lived peaceful, you know, but not bad at that.
Yeah.
Taxes. They didn't pay no tax. They took away the candlesticks.
Or whatever else you had.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now here's a question that really is kind of important to what we're doing. What did you think of America at this time? Did you have an idea about America?
I have an idea that whoever comes to America, he gets custom.
Uh-huh.
He's dressed up nice. He used to send a picture with a golden watch and chain. So I thought, that's a golden country. I wish I would be there. Well, with everybody the same thing, you tell him the same thing.
And you all talked about it.
Well,
mm-hmm. Why did you decide to leave Russia?
Because I was afraid I might go to the army.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it is in the Russian army. You don't get nothing. You don't get no credit, nothing. You just serve 2 years for nothing, you know. We give you 30 copies a month for shushan.
Well, why did you decide to come to the United States?
Because I wanted to be like the rest of the Jews who are anxious to come to this country.
Mm-hmm. You didn't even think about going anywhere else?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, they used to talk about Argentina.
Yeah. Why did you decide to?
Because my mother came and called me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you left Europe, did you have a definite place you were going to go?
Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Because my father was
there. Okay.
Yeah. Some people like European, because Petersburg people. I thought in this country they have also such a name.
your brother came here?
Also to escape the...
Yeah, but why did he come to Pittsburgh?
Because in order to better the conditions.
Yeah, but why did he pick Pittsburgh? That's what I want to
know. Oh, we had cousins here already.
I see. We wonder sometimes, why didn't people go to New York? Why did they go to Boston? Why did they come here? That's what we want to know. I see. Mm-hmm. Were you part of, part of a group that traveled together?
No, by myself.
Mm-hmm. And how did you travel? How did you get here?
First, to cross the boundary,
the border.
Here, for the hard time. I was laying in the woods.
Oh, really?
You only had a chance to cross, because to our agent, across the boundary.
Was he a Jewish agent?
Yeah, sure.
How did you know about him?
Oh, we had it now in the little town. We had a very good agent.
I see. And did you go on foot? You walked across the border?
No, to the other border.
In water. It was a river you had to cross.
And a Russian soldier was watching and he didn't say nothing.
Is that right?
Sure. But the soldier, he was a Russian soldier.
Mm-hmm.
He was paying for this and making some money to see.
Mm-hmm. And then,
Then I was in Germany, Prussia, Germany.
Uh-huh. And how did you get from Germany to this country?
From Germany, we went to Belgium.
How?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Was not
really.
Yeah. And from Belgium, I took my boat.
New York. When you got to New York, did anybody meet you in New York?
No.
Well, what'd you do when you got off the boat?
I kept me a couple of days. I don't know what for. They took me for examination.
Yeah.
And all right, we can go.
Where did they keep you?
In Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm. And then you left Ellis Island, and then what did you do?
On a ferry boat, then on a train, to Pittsburgh. I guess it was paid for the train, too.
Yeah. Who paid for your trip?
My father sent me a ticket.
I see. Some of the things that you brought with you from Europe?
Mm-hmm. A little cushion.
A little cushion?
Something else.
Why did you bring the cushion?
Because, in Europe, that meant a whole lot,
Some people brought feather quills. Was it a feather cushion?
No.
Just a...
Yeah, feather cushion. Yeah, sure. Otherwise. What else? I came cool.
Did you bring any souvenirs with you? Any papers or pictures?
No.
Nothing that was of sentimental?
No.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Mr. Tannenbaum. Did you change your name when you came to this country?
No. When I made out the citizen papers.
Yeah.
That's the time I couldn't even write at that time.
Yeah.
So somebody made it up for me. He said, well, Mendel, Mendel was my first name. Well, let it be made. So he put it in the application for citizen
papers. This was in Europe?
No, here.
Here?
Sure.
I see. But up until that time, Mendel. But Tannenbaum was your name in Europe. first impressed you when you got to the United States, to New York?
Nothing. I didn't see New York. Just from the Ellis Island, I went to on the ferry to Vienna Station.
Uh-huh.
No railroad.
How about Pittsburgh? What?
Comparison to my little town. Oh, although when you go to Germany, Belgium, you see it's very different than what I saw in my little town.
Were you impressed with the size of the tall buildings? Was there anything special that stands out in your memory?
Well, coming to Pittsburgh, the weather was different, a little bit different than where I was in York County. Naturally, the buildings, of course, I couldn't speak English at that time.
Yeah.
Here you can afford to use the old country, the white Hollywood.
Only on Shabbat.
Only on Shabbat.
Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh? That must have been quite a experience.
Sure.
What happened on it?
I know even the place where my father was living at the time, as a woman.
Yeah. Well, what happened when you got off the train? Did your brother meet you?
Yes.
And then what happened?
He brought me to his room. And the people where my father lived, they were oxen. He was a oxen. In fact, he would make an oxen of me. So he took me on the wagon a day or two.
Yeah.
I couldn't speak nothing. I really used to come to the end. I looked for her and I was like a gun.
And you didn't know if she wanted bananas or apples.
I was like, what the dream that I had a train already. So I decided I should go to my work. You know,
yeah.
My mother didn't know about whether I'm watching tele or Pensman, so he brought me over, took me over to London at that time.
To where?
London. Pensman, Nobles manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth Avenue, the building is still there.
Is that right?
6 miles.
Yeah.
If he would have an idea, he would take me over to Merchant Taylor. I was on the trade there.
Yeah.
So he took me over there and then I decided it's not, I can learn too much. So I went to a merchant tailor.
A merchant tailor?
Yeah, really impressive.
Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during those first 5 years? Had you expected it to be different?
No. I was glad that I knew this time.
Was there any time, we're mostly interested in those first 5 years. Was there any time during those first 5 years when you felt that you weren't treated fairly because you were, a greener, an immigrant?
Yeah. I didn't know any better, so I was satisfied.
Yeah. But did you feel, that people were somehow looked down on you in any way because you... All right. Now, after you had lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel as though you had you'd accomplished what you came to accomplish, or did you have some hope that you would somehow accomplish what you wanted to accomplish?
No, I can tell you, I didn't have the ambitions for other things. I know I worked, I ran, and even saved a dollar if I could.
Mm-hmm. And you were able to do that here.
Yeah. It's you and the deposit in what you say this week.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you were a pretty independent young man. Realistic and...
If I earned a dollar, well, I was satisfied. So I had for food and for rent. And
yeah. Well, it was a lot more than you had in Europe.
Oh, sure. Europe, I didn't earn a penny. Worked 2 years for nothing.
If you had stayed in Europe, do you think you could have earned a living as a tailor?
Yeah, but a poor living, like the rest of it.
Yeah. Well, when you got to Pittsburgh, what was your first home? What kind of a neighborhood was it in?
I remember Pastor Street, in the Baker Valley Avenue.
Pastor Street?
Pastor Street.
You know, I don't
Pastor
remember.
Alley. I don't know. It's no more.
Pastor Alley. It is.
Pastor Alley. Cool. At that time, you know, you had to go outside, a bigger problem.
I know.
With mantles in the house, you know.
Did you have a room, or did you have...
A room with my brother together.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you live there?
A year or so, then we moved to another place. You remember the other place?
Do you?
Human Street, in the back of the Center Avenue.
It wasn't your own apartment,
no.
Rented.
I stayed with my brother together.
Yeah.
We both paid $6 a month, you can imagine.
For both of you?
$3 each.
Were there other roomers in the house?
No.
Was this just somebody's house and they rented out a room?
No, nobody else owned the house, too.
I see. But it was in a house?
Yeah.
Did other people live in the house?
Sure.
Did they own the house?
No.
Somebody owned the house and rented it out?
Sure.
I see. And when you first came to this country, you did tailoring?
Sure. Not exactly. Yeah, you can say tailoring. I made knee pants. Pants. At that time, it used to be knee pants. Huge.
Are those the ones they used to call knickers?
Knickers, yeah.
And, then it says, what kind of work did you do when you first came to Pittsburgh? Did you stay as a tailor throughout your life?
All of my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much money did you earn when you first got to Pittsburgh, you know, in those first few years? Remember?
Not much. How much can you save from $3 a week?
You made $3 a week.
$3 a week at the beginning, yeah. Than $6. So,
what were your hours?
From 8 to 6. Yeah.
From 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Did you work on Saturday?
Later on. The one manufacturer, he was a religious man. He kept Saturday closed.
Mm-hmm.
And
holidays, Yom Tov,
yeah.
Too.
He kept. After I left him, I got another job. I worked on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them.
Yeah. And how long? How long did you stay at this first job?
A year.
Mm-hmm. Did you belong to any kind of union?
the second job I got here, mm-hmm. they call it that time. Government workers.
Mm-hmm. You remember anything about it? Were they were most of the people other immigrants in the same kind of situation?
Yeah.
In the union.
I don't know about others.
No, I'm thinking about the union. What kind of people were in the union? Were there a lot of immigrants in the union?
Well, certainly.
Yes.
Immigrants from the Belgian border.
Yeah. Did you make friends with these people?
Yeah.
What I want to know is, did it offer any kind of social life for you, the union?
I paid my dues and that's all.
Mm. Did you have to join the union?
Yeah. Second job I got there, I needed to join.
Mm-hmm. Did it help you in any way, belonging to the union? Okay. This is a funny question to ask. If you could have lived this part of your life over again, would you have rather done